I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine conflict. It is February 23rd, 24th. 2014 at the Kremlin. A meeting that lasts all night involves the heads of state security, the GRU, the SVR, the FSB, plus the National Security Council, plus Vladimir Putin. And the decision that night is to annex and tear apart Ukraine. This scene is representative of the decisions made at the Kremlin without any permission of anyone outside, like a democracy or a parliament or representatives of government or people of the world, made unilaterally by Vladimir Putin and his state security chiefs, remembering always that Vladimir Putin's training is that of a Chekist, a member of the FSB, a secret policeman. This scene, riveting, is in a new book, The Russo-Ukrainian War, The Return of History, by Professor Serhii Plokhii. He is a professor of Ukrainian history and director of the Ukrainian Research Institute at Harvard University. This book, written between March of 2022, the month after the invasion, and February of 2023. The war is ongoing. It's more than 500 days, but the roots of it are critical to understand if we have the future. The professor reminds us that an historian is the worst possible interpreter of current events, except for everyone else. Professor, I greet you. Thank you very much. What in that meeting illustrates a theme that runs through your book? This is a combination of events that are in contest, a war of national liberation, Ukraine, an imperial disintegration, Soviet-Russian Federation. Good evening to you.
Good evening, and thanks for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to be back. What happened on the night of February 23rd, 2014, certainly demonstrates very clearly that Russia today, even Russia back in 2014, 9 years ago, was anything but a democracy. And if you look closer at the story of that meeting, the story how it was retold a number of times by Vladimir Putin itself, it's not just the decision made by the leader of the country and a small group of the security officials. It's really a decision made by one man, and that was Vladimir Putin. So people there were not to advise him on the decision. People there were to advise him on how that decision that he had made had to be implemented. So we are dealing really with dictatorship today. And this is a story of the transformation of Russia from the times of the August coup in 1991, when Boris Yeltsin was on the tank defending what everyone believed was Russian democracy. And a few years later, really a little bit more than 2 years, he ordered his tanks to fire the very same building of the Russian parliament that he defended. That was the fall of 93. And a few months later, a new super presidential constitution was proposed to the Russian public, approved, and that became the foundation of the legal base for the dictatorial powers of Vladimir Putin that we have today.
Yes, and Boris Yeltsin is Vladimir Putin. You will all remember that in 99, Yeltsin gave Vladimir Putin, a former KGB officer, the power to conquer Chechnya. And that led to a series of violent events, including what is suspect, always has been suspect, as a false flag operation of destroying apartments in Russia to justify the invasion and destruction of Grozny and much of Chechnya. So Putin gained his credibility with the Russian people by being brutal to the Chechens. However, we come to events in Ukraine at the same time that are illustrative of how we got here. The Ukrainian constitution was also trimmed and rewritten in the mid-90s, balancing not between the executive branch, the president, and the parliament, the Rada, but leaning heavily towards the president's, who at the time was a man named Kuchma. Professor, all Ukraine is divided into two parts, and it's important to understand those two parts now. There is the West, westward regarding religion of Roman Catholic faith, and there is the East, eastward regarding towards Moscow of Eastern Orthodox. The Russian-speaking in the East, the very cosmopolitan in the West. Those are generalities. Do they hold up today, Professor? Thank you.
This is certainly one of the stereotypes of Ukraine that existed and existed for a long period of time. If you look at the religious map of Ukraine, you will find that the so-called Catholics are really in a few Western regions of Ukraine. This is not half of Ukraine by any standard. And also the Catholics are so-called Greek Catholics. So this is a church that was created in the 16th century, and it's a hybrid church between Orthodoxy and Catholicism. So Ukraine is much more divided and much more united, than this ideas of division on the religious basis, linguistic basis, really presuppose. But whatever divisions were in Ukraine, they really became politically very important in 2014. They were used by and exploited by Russia after the annexation of the Crimea. The idea was to start also the hybrid war in eastern Ukraine, in Donbas region. So the whatever tensions they existed, linguistic, cultural, religious, and otherwise, they were certainly exploited in 2014 and explained to a degree the relative ease with which Russia took over Crimea in 2014, relative ease with which the war, the hybrid warfare, was started in eastern Ukraine. But what 2014, the start of the war, did to the Ukrainian society, it actually produced the society much more unified than it ever existed before. And one of the biggest miscalculations and biggest mistakes of Vladimir Putin and his advisors, and I don't know to what degree he listened to his advisors, but the biggest mistake is that they invaded Ukraine in 2022, believing that it was still the country of 2014, when in fact, the shock of the takeover of the Crimea, the shock of the start of the war in the east of the country, united the country. In 2022, it was united around the figure of the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, who no one expected that he would become a war leader of the country in such difficult circumstances. So to a degree that Ukraine was divided before 2014, to the same degree it was united after 2014. And that was the change that many in the world in general, but in particular in Moscow, failed to notice.
Vladimir Putin has made the decision to annex Crimea and to fragment Ukraine, night of 23-24, 2014. There are several events that we need to touch upon that illustrate how it is that Vladimir Putin, a state security officer, believed he had the authority and the geopolitical sweet spot to make such a move, which has led to a catastrophe across the world. The professor is Serhii Plokhii. The book is The Russo-Ukrainian War, The Return of History. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MAC25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MacWeldon.com. From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MacWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MAC25.